Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the Beast. Yo, what up, baby? It's Bull and the Beast Podcast. It's your boy, Twerk.
Hero. You already know it's your boy, Wax. What it's looking like?
Chilling. Today, we got a special guest. We got comedian in the building. Wax calls him Willie. But we got Willie Jackson in the building.
Hey, what up? Yo, Wax don't know what my name is.
Yo, bruh. How long did I know you, though?
I know Wax like 8 years. He do not know my name.
And yo, I'm just now finding your name is Willie.
Yeah,
I'm thinking it's Willie, bro. This whole time. Why didn't you correct me all these years?
Fuck it. What I'm going to say?
Yo, so last
week, I told you my name, and nigga was like, all right, cool, I got you. I'm going to call you whatever come to my mind. So I'm like, hey, fuck it. As long as the vibes is good, we good. Hey, so that's the way I look at it.
Because I was wondering why last week I texted Wax. I was like, yo, we're about to have Welly on as a guest. And he was like, okay. I'm like, what you mean? We on our course, right?
He's like, okay,
yeah, that's cool. All right, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the beauty of Wax. Like, he just go with the vibes. Like, he don't be stressing nothing.
Early.
Let's get into it, man. So we got Welly Jackson, stand-up comedian. I watched him perform at the City Winery in New York City.
Yes, sir.
Dude. Yeah.
You just got off. You just came back from Idaho, right? That was your latest show, or?
Yeah, I was in Idaho. Then I went to L.A. Then, you know, I'm back in the city.
How many hecklers do you have? You had to beat somebody up or anything like that?
Early on, yeah. Like, I remember this was early on. I must have been doing comedy probably a year. I was performing in the Bronx at some restaurant. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think the people who was there knew comedy was happening.
Yeah,
like they had like some special, like $20 all you can eat steak. So all the Bronx dudes would take their chicks out and boom, they balling on a budget. They got their girl, the steak, $20, boom, boom, boom.
Early.
Mind you, it's the Bronx. So they had the baddest bartenders, the baddest waitresses, so whatever.
Who knows anything?
So whatever. At one point, this dude decides it wasn't me. It was the person who went on before me. He was like, I'm funnier than her. And when people was drunk, they're not low. He's loud.
Yeah.
So the host ain't saying that. He brought me up, and so I'm up there. I'm doing my thing, and he's like, "Let me get up there." I'm like, come on, bro. Like, I'm just trying to get through this set, just tell these jokes, whatever. He like, nah, I'm coming up there. So he came up there, and I'm tight because I only seen shit like this online. Like, oh, so I'm gonna have to hit this nigga with the microphone or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going back and forth with no drunk dude.
Nah.
So he came up there but his energy wasn't on some rah, rah, rah. Nah, he was like, oh, shit, I'm up here. And he just stood there. And I'm like, if you don't sit, because then I'm like, all right, I got him. I'm like, if you don't sit your ass down, he was like, you're right. But I learned a lot that night, man, that if you leave that shit open for people to heckle you or do whatever they want at your show, they're gonna. So yeah. I just keep my shit tight. Like, I mean, people yell out stupid shit all the time. But I'm from New York City. I'm from the hood. That's why I got
it. Listen to everybody yelling at you anyway. Everybody down the street. They think it's you. Right.
Exactly. So it's like, all right, whatever. But nobody don't really get out of hand. Nah, they might say some playful shit, but nothing crazy. That was the craziest they got.
Yeah, because I seen a dude on there. He said a George Floyd joke. And yes, and I get it. I went, you know, of course, I went to all the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? All the comedy shows. Everybody had their jokes and stuff. But I probably would have went up there and punched this dude in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I just didn't. Yeah, it was just like, come on, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I get it. I get it's supposed to be comedy.
You I know what you're talking about, out. But I ain't see it. I know what you're talking about.
He's kind of like, bro. Because I probably would have said something. I want him to say something back to me. Like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? But some people do need to get punched in the mouth as comedy. You know what I'm saying?
This is true. Because too many people are doing comedy. Say it again?
The drunk words and sober thoughts is comedy. You know what I'm saying? You feel like, well, I'm drunk, I can get away with this shit. No, I'm doing comedy, I get away with this shit. Fuck you.
Yes. Like, see, too many people do comedy. A lot of people should not be doing it. And with comedy, it's a fine line between funny and offensive. If you remove the funny, it's offensive. Yeah. So it's like, you tiptoe in a dangerous line. Yeah. Like, I just posted a joke that said, I was in Puerto Rico, and I'm just looking at the water, the trees. You know what I mean? Puerto Rico got mountains, too. So I'm just chilling on the beach, and I'm thinking, like, what is it about this beautiful place that births the most craziest bitches on earth? Funny!
I don't know.
But if I tweak one of them words, that's it. They're reporting my shit, getting it taken down, blah, 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 blah. So it's a very fine line. And if you don't know what you're doing, it'll go left on you.
A lot of guys don't know what they're doing. I think they be reaching. A lot of people reach. Yeah, like this guy, he was twerking. You know what I'm saying? That's how he got his name. He was doing stand-up comedy. And his best bit was twerking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and...
Yeah, Drew. I did comedy for about like 2 years back in like 2014, and I tried it all, bro. I was getting booked, but I just wasn't funny. Like I was getting booked. Like I got a look, I got a little following. As soon as I hit the stage, oh no, bro, you gotta go. Like they was giving me the light after 2 minutes. Like yo, you gotta go.
After the twerk, they were like, okay, we got another video of twerking. Get
I
out
love
here.
That because how- nobody admits that. Like nobody admits, yo, I'm just not good at this shit.
That was horrible.
That is funny.
But that crowd work shit is like a fine line because I definitely was getting accused of being like a bully more than like a comedian when it comes to that crowd work shit. Like, oh, damn, I don't even know how to roast right. Like, shit, it's an art. It's a fucking art.
It is. Yeah, it is art. But a lot of pick.
Yes, I was picking the wrong dudes.
Wax has been at plenty of shows. I'm like, all right, that's my man. I don't even talk to people that I know because then, well, what's the fun in that? But a dude that look, you know who Mitch Green is? The dude who Mike Tyson knocked out?
You're right.
All right. For those that don't know, back in the day, Mike Tyson was up at Dapper Dan in Harlem. Mitch Green was talking crazy. Mike knocked him out. You can find the pictures online. It's crazy.
Yeah, early.
Fast forward, I'm opening for Tracy Morgan. This is probably like 6 years ago.
Damn.
But Mike Tyson knocked Mitch Green out in the 80s, but Mitch Green don't know that he's not a boxer no more. So we at Caroline's, he comes in with the big can of St. Ives. Now, anybody who's ever been to any comedy club, no, you cannot bring your own drinks in the comedy club.
Definitely not that.
And you got to buy
right. But it's Mitch Green. He's a boxer. He's 350 pounds now. And he's mad. So he like 6'3", 6'5". Mm-hmm. So he's like, who going to say something to me? That was the start of it. He's great the whole night. He don't say nothing, right? Security had told me he was there, but I was like, that's whatever. Like, he's known for getting knocked out. I ain't worried about him. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Boom. Tracy get on stage. It must have been something personal. Tracy get on stage, this motherfucker would not be quiet. It was to the point where, like, Tracy had his own security. And rest in peace, my man, Big Mo. Big Mo was like he went to get him out of there, and then he was like, it's this nigga. Because he's still a boxer, regardless.
Yeah. He still know one, too.
Right. This motherfucker was so drunk, he tried to walk towards the stage, but he didn't use the aisle. He just wanted to go through the tables. Mo was like, what the fuck is he doing, bro? I have to get him out of here. But the question is, he's 350. You can't pick him up. You probably can't even push him. I don't know how they did it, but the show was over. That was it. No more show after that. They got him out of there. He cursed everybody out. Like, Caroline went, oh,
crazy. Them type of guys I like, though. I like them type of guys, though.
That's why we talking about it now, because it's a story. Had he went peacefully, it would not have been no story.
Yeah, yeah,
he called everybody gay. What?
But how old was he at that time then?
50-something.
50-something, word, okay.
Like, he's too old.
Yeah, like side the CTE, like right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they got to study his brain.
Yeah, yeah, you let yeah. Him after, not, after Mike knocked you out, believe me.
You hurt.
With no gloves on. Mike knocked him out in the street, so it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He said so much hurtful shit, the staff had to have a meeting. Like, do I really look like that? Like,
they had to have a pep talk again at halftime.
Yeah. And to boost morale, like, I'm really that fat? Or, like, I'm like, wow. I've never seen no shit like that. But it was crazy.
No, I think guys know not to play around with me either, man. A couple of guys try to say a couple of things, but they was all my guys. You know what I'm saying? We crack on each other when we in the back of the shit. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I think if guys understand. Because I can't crack. I'm one of the guys that, you know, people in the thing roasting, like, look at Wax coming here, la, la, la. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at you like, I'm about to have wedgie time. So everybody left. It's my go.
I'm about to put doo-doo in your shoe.
I'm going to get you. Because I can't crack back. I don't know how to crack. I'm not the funny guy. So I don't know how to do all that. Because I'm not ever looking at you, like, looking at your shoes and worrying about them. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. So I'm not, like, trying to look at you and find things how to like, crack on you. A lot of dudes do that. Like, oh, look at you. You had that all last week. But I don't know what the fuck you had all last week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But me, I'd be like, when I walk in the room, I'm already beat you up 5-10 times. I'd be like, all right, I'll break your jaw real quick.
That's like,
I can wedge you and throw you all around real quick. What are you talking about?
See, that's the scary thing about Wax. He's going to laugh with you, too. You joking on him, he's going to laugh.
It's your go.
And Wax then is... when you go too far, now he want to put on his baseball gloves. Shit.
It's my go now.
That's Wax's comeback. You know I beat people up. You tell Wax a joke, you know I beat people up.
I don't think people think I'm like a podcaster. I just do them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a ball player. I just play ball. You know what I'm saying?
Taxes.
But the flip side to it is all comedians say Wax is funny. But Wax don't be snapping on niggas. Nah, he don't do that.
No, I don't know how to do that cracking and shit like that. Even throughout the regular day or whatever, I try to witty something or whatever the case may be. But it'd be so true, you'd be like, this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm trying to tell a joke. I don't think I ever told a joke in my life. Only joke I know is The Cat in the Hat. You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking know anything.
Wait, so you mean to tell me, never told joke before. So you trying
never
to tell
in my
me
life.
You trying to tell me. It's me. I know you do not know my name, but it's your boy. So you trying to tell me you really was shitting and catching it? Like that was legit.
I mean, I was doing it for a reason. I wasn't just shitting and catching it just because I didn't know what a toilet was at. It wasn't supposed to go on the toilet.
You was protesting? Like, what's the reason?
It's just, I told God I wasn't going to beat nobody up no more. So I thought in my mind, it was like, I got to get the motherfucker though. So if I put shit on him, he got to hit me back. You know what I'm saying? Now he got to try to fight me. Then now it's self-defense. That's what really, really cool. And at a certain time, it was just like a lot of people just kept fucking with me because I'm a really nice guy. A lot of people take kindness for weakness. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a real nice guy. I give you anything. You know what I'm saying? But I will allow you to get it just to see how you are. So, then, you know, I'm going to put a check on that. A couple of checks. I'm probably going to break your jaw, but I might bring you to lunch that day before I break your jaw. But it's on you.
You might pray for him.
I'm definitely praying for him. Because I got to answer to the man upstairs. That's why I let a lot of shit go. I'm like, Lord, this is a test. And thank you for, you know, allowing me to recognize that this is a test before I react. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm in Proverbs a lot more these days. Yeah, yeah. A lot more common.
That's funny.
Let's get into some emails and some DMs and give some advice. So, Wax, yes, real quick, can you just tell our listeners where they could send us an email? They want to send us some advice? That's pretty much.
Y'all always in the DMs trying to get some cheeks either way. You know what I'm saying? So, holler us at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And if you want to go on our emails, man, make it nice and let us know everything that's going on, because now we're going to fill up all the motherfucking holes. We fill up your booty hole, we fill up your pussy hole, and your fucking ear.
Wax,
and your mouth, and your nose. You know what I'm saying? What else you got to
wax?
And your toes. You know what I'm talking about? So I want you to hit us up at the Bully and the Beast Podcast
at
gmail.com.
Yeah, it's the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com.
That's what I said.
Wax just went full Jack Thriller on it. Like,
I did.
Jack Thriller.
There was no need for him to talk like that.
As long as you don't start singing, you're good.
You know what's coming out. You got some tunes.
All right, let's get into it. Hey, everyone. I'm a 25-year-old woman about a year into my stand-up comedy journey, and I have trouble understanding the etiquette of open mics. I frequent the same 7 to 8 open mics in my area each month, usually rotating every other week and therefore hitting each venue around twice a month. I see the same handful of people at these mics and perform in front of them regularly. I find myself demotivated to go and work on my set because I'm performing to a similar crowd over and over, and I know they know these jokes already, and I lose my confidence on stage because I feel like it's old and unfunny. I feel embarrassed performing jokes they've already heard several times, so I pressure myself to write a lot and try new bits every month to keep it fresh, but I find that hinders me when trying to perfect the timing or phrasing of certain bits because I'll put them on the back burner before they're fully developed. I know the logical answer is screw the other comedians and slash the regular audience and practice your bits anyway, but I was just wondering if anyone else can relate to this obstacle and how they've overcome it. Thank you.
Hit them up.
Oh, that's simple. Go ahead. Yeah, Wax, go ahead.
No, do your thing. So yeah, hit them up. This your feel.
Nah, that's an easy fix. Stop doing open mics. I did one open mic my whole career. Simply because I'm sitting there. First off, for the people that don't know what an open mic is literally you performing in front of other comedians. The other comedians are your audience.
Okay.
Now, outside of New York, an open mic is a little bit further. An open mic outside of New York is literally... It will be some regular people there, which that's what it sounds like she is. She's out of town. It will be some regular people there, but they just there for free drinks. Like, they don't care about your jokes. They there because it's probably $5 to get in, and drinks is dirt cheap, probably free.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what I would do, what I did, once I realized, how the fuck I get, because I'm in this shit to get rich. Don't ever get that twisted. How I'm going to get rich doing open mics? Because you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
How I'm going to get rich performing for other comedians? Because comedians don't pay to see comedy. We get it free.
They're going to steal your jokes.
Mm-hmm. If it's funny, absolutely.
Oh, man.
So it's like, just do shows. Yeah, it's going to be harder. You knew. It's going to be harder to get on real shows. Yeah. But that's the grind. Get on some real shows, work out your material in front of a real audience. Because what you need is quality stage time. People will tell you, oh, you just need stage time. No, you need quality stage time. And not all stages is equal. So that's all. That's the simple fix. Stop doing open mics. Them shits have you emailing saying, I think I'm about to hang this shit up.
Right. So I got two things to say about that. I mean... Look, man, I used to do stand-up comedy, and I was one of those guys that printed out the 20-page list of open mics in New York City, and was trying to hit all them shits.
Nice.
Yeah, I can see what she's saying. There's a couple plus sides to open mics. You know, networking is a huge thing. Like, I met a lot of people at open mics that, you know, they still throw parties and do things to this day where we still in contact because I met them at an open mic.
Did you ever steal their jokes?
Did I steal jokes? Yo, I don't even want to...
Yeah, you sound like a joke stealer. Yes, he sounds like he's a joke stealer.
Know what it is? Yeah, I'll say a joke, and then be like, ass. Yo, I think that was my bad. No, it did sound familiar. I know that's why I thought of it, because I heard it before. That makes sense. I want to say, like, I'm taking that joke. Oh, yeah, that's his shit? Oh, yeah, let me write that one down. Never that.
About the bomb. You're like, oh, I heard the guy joke over there. Oh, open mic.
And I never had no pumpkin pie.
But yeah, that's why, like, when you hear, like, the upper echelon, like the top comedians talk about, they don't even watch comedy. It's because it's pretty much natural to repeat something you heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then by the time you realize, oh shit, I heard Donnell Rollins or somebody say that, it's too late. Because then they know you stole it. So it's like, yeah, just don't even.
How often do you see that?
But at the end of the day, you got to
people borrow a lot.
Oh, they should borrow. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. But that's what they're going to say when you ask them.
Yeah. But you got to look at it like this. There's nothing that's never, ever been said before. You see what I'm saying? I look at it like that. There's nothing never been said before. It's how you say it, how you deliver it. Because I'm sure whatever y'all jokes was, somebody said that before. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know the guy in Wyoming. You don't know the guy in Afghanistan who said it in a different language. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, did you really make that up? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
are y'all... That's why Welly be out there in Idaho. And nobody heard shit out there.
Or he out there stealing jokes from them. You know what I'm saying? Got a translator. Got the little thing on his iPhone. Got a translator. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yo, people think this is a funny shit. Idaho is actually dope. It's Spanish women out there. It's black people. It's all that. Okay. People think Idaho is what Iowa actually is.
So they got the potatoes.
Yeah. They got the potatoes. But Idaho reminds me of like a cold Nashville. Like downtown Idaho is dope. It's like mad parties. It's a college town. It's a college town. But Iowa? You can't even catch a cab from the airport. They don't even have cabs in Iowa. You got
a big town. What's the big city in Iowa? Des Moines?
Probably.
You said Illinois?
No, Iowa.
No. Wax, that's like six states away.
I do not even know I don't know the map.
I think it is Des Moines. I was in Dubuque, Iowa. There's nothing there but farms and one casino. It's crazy.
Nice. All that farm money, the casinos make just as much sense. The only thing they could do is all that farm money. They definitely gambling all day. You nothing to do.
Oh, of course. See, people think farmers are broke. I know a farmer myself.
Last thing you want to think about. Though.
They be saving money on overalls and all that. Hell yeah.
I know a farmer in South Carolina. I'm not saying no names.
Oh, shit.
But farmers are not broke at all. They rich. They rich.
Wow. Yeah. Yo.
All their land and everything. They rich.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
All their produce, all their meat right there. They don't even got to go shopping.
You eating it. You doing it. You giving them that money every day. Your kids.
Exactly.
The hospital. The nigga who just got shot. You sure. Got beat up. Everybody hungry. You got to eat the lid. It's gas.
Absolutely. But yeah, Idaho's dope. They sent the money, so I was like, I'm there. That's
it. Oh, potatoes, man. Of course.
I fucking tell you, bro. Why not? Yo, Willie, what do you think about this? Yo, early in my comedy career, I took comedy classes. Is that something that you would recommend someone to do that's trying to be a comedian?
Yes and no. I did it, but I did it for a different reason. Like, a lot of people do that shit and like, yo, make me funny. And right. It's like, that's not how that worked.
Yeah.
I did it because I didn't want to be, like, obviously everything worked a certain way. So I didn't want to be doing comedy the wrong way and not knowing it's wrong. So when I did the class, I was doing comedy for like 6 months already. So I had an idea of what was going on out here. And then, like, because I would see dudes doing shit like stripping their pants off for a joke. To me, that's not.
Or twerking. Or twerking.
right. No twerking, bro.
All I needed to do was revise my shit a little bit. Switch some things around. Should have been good.
So I needed to know if my shit was the right way to do it. Like, so it's like, that's what I did it for. Because if you just jump out here, nobody's going to be... By the time somebody tell you, hey, you should move the mic stand, you done been doing it 5 years the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's what I did it for, but a lot of people do it like, hey, make me funny. Like, it's not college, bro. Like, you're not learning math.
Yeah, I mean,
either you're funny or you're not funny. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always tell people, you're funny or you're just not funny. It's like, you don't
have
comedians go into it. I mean, I guess they do. A lot of people who are not funny, like, I see a comedian's life. I want to do that. I see Kevin Hart's life and Jets and all la la la. I want to get into that field. It's like a lot of people play ball. They suck, but they looking at the ball player's life and the money and stuff they get. Like, yo, bro, sit down. God made you for something else. He made you that height, that size.
God made you an accountant.
Come on, it's okay. We need him.
Exactly. Like, it's a lot of dudes like that in comedy.
But I don't mind you trying to get to the top and to the very top of something. It's like, yo, when you just know, like me, you're not going to have me be, I guess I could be good with numbers, but I'm going to have to read something. You're not going to have me there. Or I might have to work on the computer. I don't know how to turn the fucking computer on. Like, I'm not made for that certain shit.
Right. No.
If I read a passage, I'm probably going to get a headache. You know what I'm saying? So it's not for me. God said that's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So comedy is just not for you guys. Y'all really, really suck, and y'all be doing stupid ass shit, and y'all gonna get fucked up. And talking about, oh, it wasn't funny. Like, yo, bro, somebody gonna beat the shit out of you. And it
absolutely
might be
right.
Being funny.
Also, when I took the comedy class, I was already working. Like, I was already doing shows with Schultz, Colin King, Cypher Sounds. Jeez. So I was already doing stuff. I just wanted to make sure, like, if I'm going to be on stage with other professionals that I can't be, I'm already haven't been doing this as long as them, but I got to make sure I'm as professional. So that was really it.
Did you do the Gotham one, the Gotham comedy joint?
Nah, what I did. See, I was real strategic with it. Like, cause I see this, all these comedy classes, and it's like, it's who is it taught by? Because a lot of these joints be taught by people who never did comedy.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Because it costs money. So it's like, this could be a money play or they could really be helping people. So I always said this. I was like, I would take a comedy class when Chris Rock or Steve Harvey teach it. Because at that time, these are the biggest dudes. So what happened was Kevin Hart's blowing up at the time, right? Mm-hmm. I met the dude who started Kevin Hart's career, Toure, and he didn't even ask me to join it. We was just doing shows together. And I asked him, I'm like, yo, you got a comedy class? He was like, yeah, whatever. It's in Philly, though. I'm like, fuck it. I'll come to Philly. I just want to make sure I'm doing this shit the right way. So every Wednesday, I had a job. I used to get off work at like an hour early, drive to Philly, do the class, and do two shows, then drive back to New York. You know what I mean? So
that's fire, yeah.
It's
that's
all about hustle. Who's... Say it again?
That's the real hustle. Real.
Yeah. I was getting back to New York 3-4 o'clock in the morning, getting pulled over every Wednesday. Because, like, when you ride and do South Jersey, like a lot of those towns, black people don't be in them. Like, and I got a nice car and it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning. So they like, who is this? We got pulled over every
single sleeping on his wife.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what they thought. But, and it's crazy. I got pulled over so many times, never once got a ticket, but I got pulled over every single
check you out.
They just wanted to see who it was and what we was doing.
All right. Yeah, I took the comedy classes with Andy Engel, Gotham Comedy Club, and there was Levity Live. It was taught by Kerry Louise and Tom Cotter, who actually won second place on America's Got Talent. And basically, yeah, it wasn't like trying to be funny. It was basically how to structure and formulate a set with your jokes and how to...
Very important.
And use words and how to use certain words that will make it funnier and stuff like that. And a lot of people were there because they said they had problems speaking in general. They were like, I'm taking this class to help me conversate with people. I'm like, what? I'm trying to become famous out here. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, so I guess stage presence and all that type of stuff is good. Stage
very important.
Yes, it's big.
These niggas is on private jets. You trying to learn how to speak in front of a group of people? Stop lying. You trying to make it.
It was great. I couldn't do it though, man. That's stand-up comedy is hard as fuck. Oh, there's a part two to this question, to this advice from this lady. A related question is, How long do you normally perform the same material before you retire it? I still tell jokes I write over a year ago at this point. Obviously, I have other stuff in there too that's newer and cushions it. But for some reason, telling a joke that's over a year old feels embarrassing. Like I'm not producing enough solid work to keep everything new.
That's because you're performing in front of the same people all the time. A lot of the comedians that you see have been doing the same set probably 15 years. I can't do that because it's like, I got to keep this shit fun for me. But whenever a comedian is doing a special, they do that set at least 3 years minimum. Like Kevin Hart, he doing his shit. Kev just went back on tour now. He doing a special in probably 2.5 years, 3 years. But the rule of thumb is when you do it on TV, retire it. That's the rule of thumb. But retire it when you get the check for it. That's when it's boom. Yeah. Netflix cut the check, that's they jokes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's like the rule of thumb.
One last question before we move on from comedy for a little bit. What is your advice? Like you say, like stop doing open mics and do shows. What's your best advice to get on shows? Because like me, I thought like my way was like do those hood shows and like Mount Vernon and shit. With talent and stuff and get in those rooms and show up. Or you do like what they call bringer shows, where if you bring 10 heads, 15 heads, you get stage time, but you got to bring 15 heads.
The answer is both.
Wow.
Get on stage this any way you can. I did the shows with talent in, I went up to Mount Vernon a few times. Yeah. I was up in Mount Vernon. I wish I knew the name of the spots, but
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
Mangleville? You go, maybe? I don't know.
Say it again.
Mangleville is the name of the spot. They had a place called.
Sounds familiar.
But yeah. Maybe all
but them. The answer is all of that shit. Hit up the hood spots, cause the hood spots gonna force you to be funny fast. Cause if you're not funny, they're getting you up out of there.
Yeah. You ass.
So yeah. So do the hood shows. Also, the bringer shows, yeah, here's what I did. It's not realistic for a new comedian to do 3 shows and bring 15 people to each show. You knew. You don't, 15 people don't think you funny. They know that. What I did was I cut a deal. I did, it was 2 clubs I did this for. I did it with Gotham and I did it at Caroline's.
Nice.
I said, look, I can't bring 15 people, but what I could do, I could bring you other comedians who can bring 15 people. Okay. So I'm bringing them other people each show. I'm like, boom, here go this dude. They're like, all right, cool. Do 8 minutes, do 10 minutes. So I'm like, word, you'd be surprised how easy that shit is. Cause it's like, obviously you're going to bring something. Like, somebody going to come see you, whether it's 2 people, 3 people. Cool. By the way, these shows are not on the weekends. It's going to be Monday, Tuesday night, after work, the worst time. So, if you do get a show on the weekend, it's at 3 o'clock. Like, nobody's going out at 3. So, I cut deals with them. And those people was like, all right, cool. Bring me a comedian. I'll put you up. And that comedian will bring 15, 10, 12 people or whatever. Because they didn't want to be on stage as much as I wanted to anyway. So, and then if you don't have, but if you do that a few times and then you don't have to bring anybody, you don't have to give them any more comedians. Or it's like, this dude done brought me 3 other comedians who did bring people. I could throw him a spot. So, yeah, that's what I did.
Bro, that comedy hustle is something that's unmatched, honestly. I don't know. that's harder, bro. That comedy shit. Because on top of you being funny and having to perform live in front of an audience, you have to get that opportunity. And you can go south real quick. Like, every time it's like, you got to be good or it could end your career, bro.
Why can't you sit there and just, you know, create your own shows, get the venue? Create your own shows, put like 3 or 4 other comedians in front of you. And then you start having shows, make sure they could bring people like Willie said. Is Willie, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, you know what it was? Because I was doing stand-up comedy at I was doing stand-up comedy in my late teens, early 20s, and I didn't have that mindset yet where I could have my own, run my own show. I could probably do some shit in my backyard.
Bro, you was mad young. You should not have been doing comedy.
Yeah, I had nothing to talk about, bro.
No, you ain't even getting off.
Funny, but funny is funny, though. That's what I'm saying. I know mad young knuckleheads, and funny is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga's been through shit. That's why this motherfucker ain't nothing but
look at you on the beach right now while we doing the show.
He don't know nothing but BET Uncut. Now get this nigga out of here.
What are you talking about? You talking about somebody's shoes? Come on.
Dude, I wasn't doing those shows with nothing to talk about. It was crazy. Like, I was, bro.
Right.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
You want the lifestyle, not the career.
Yeah. That's tough, too, because comedians are the highest paid in Hollywood. So every year they come out with a list like the top 10 highest paid entertainers. Comedians is like eight people on that list is definitely comedian. And you'd be like, who? And it's like, well, this dude got 50 million. He'd been touring for fucking the whole year. Donnell Rollins is a millionaire, and a lot of people don't know who he is.
Wow.
Yeah, we all know.
There's Ashley a whole bunch Larry, of white comedians like that, too.
We all know Ashley Larry.
We know who he is, but a lot of people don't. Like, you know what I mean? So a lot of people don't know who Russell Peters is.
Right. And he's internationally known, though.
Yeah. You see, Wax don't know who the fuck he is. Wax don't even know who the fuck I am. This nigga. That boy, Willie J.
Willie? I can't read anyway, so when he said it, I'm like, Wale? You know what I'm saying?
Niggas Wale? Be calling me that.
Wale.
I'll be like, all right, but if you think that says Wale.
I can't. I'm not the worst person. Yeah, I'm the worst person to even show a word to because I'm looking at the word and I'm trying to make a picture of the word. Like, I can't actually look at a word and spell it out because it's going to say right now is Will Lie. See?
That's good weed. That's
good weed. When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Okay, let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast to talk about Factor. Now, I know a lot of us have fitness goals. We want to look right in our clothes. We want our bodies to be snatched and on point. And now's the time to do it. But sometimes we're a little too busy to figure out what we can eat to get that goal started. So you can get started on your resolutions with Factor so you're ready for this new year. Now, Factor is ready to eat meal, delivers, and takes the stress out of meal planning. It sets you up for success for the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door. How easy is that? It's over 35 meals to choose from per week, so you're never going to get bored. And they also have options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, which I love, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons. You'll have a ton of nutrients and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Now you can forget frantic lunch preps and rushed dinners. Factor's two-minute meals are your secret weapon in the new year. Fuel up fast with restaurant-quality meals, all delivered right to your door. And two-minute meals, who can beat that? Now, Factor offers loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what's on the schedule. And I'm sure y'all are going to love this too. You can skip the overpriced takeout trap. You know, when you think you're only paying like $20, then you get to the delivery fees and you're paying damn near $100. Well, Factor is cheaper and way more delicious and cleaner than takeout. Get chef-crafted, restaurant-quality meals delivered directly to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you, your family, and to focus on your other goals. Need a special occasion meal? This is super easy. Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily. Nobody would even know that this is like a delivery service. It'll be kind of like Ms. Doubtfire. You know, when things get hectic, Factor is super flexible for you as well. They'll change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. Or you can reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's super easy. Stress less over mealtime in the new year. Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Free up time otherwise spent on shopping, cooking, and cleanup. No more wasting time in the damn kitchen, because who wants to stay there all the time? Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals so I can keep it right and keep it tight. They got offerings like Protein Plus, Keto, all kinds of special meal plans so I can stay on track. And I know you too want to get that body right. This is definitely going to come in handy for those New Year goals. Factor has everything we need for a week of flavorful, nutritious meals. I love Factor. This is my new go-to. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have those cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep me energized during frantic times when I don't have the time to cook. Healthy, delicious, and convenient. Head to factormeals.com/bully50 and use code bully50 to get 50% off. That's half off. All you got to do is use code bully50 at factormeals.com/bully50 to get 50% off. Now, back to our show.
We
got another one. This is picking it away from comedy real quick. It goes like this. What's up, Bully and the Beast? Peace. I met this girl on Facebook dating. Things really hit off. We text all day and she helped me tear down my walls. We just clicked. She knew everything about my life before meeting, and hers too. Before the date, she was like, please don't ghost me, or at least give me a reason if you do, before we met. Oh, where am I? When she came over, everything seemed fine. We even cuddled and kissed and watched some 80s movies we talked about watching together. The week prior to meeting was filled with sweet texts from both parties and just getting to know each other. This morning, I woke up and she blocked me on every social media and blocked my number. Why do I keep getting ghosted? What the fuck am I doing wrong? I actually really like this girl. I fucking hate modern dating. Damn.
Wait, so she told him don't ghost me so she could ghost him?
That's what it sounds like.
That's the finesse. Snoop and Dre said this back in 92.
Did he fuck her?
He said they sound like movies. Cuddled and kissed.
See, Snoop and Dre said this back in 92 and nobody was listening. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Nobody was listening. He out here trying to love these hoes. She did not come over there for cuddling and eating grapes, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, watching movies. Damn.
Yeah.
So he didn't fuck?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, then you don't know how to get to the next stage. Your breath stink. She went to your bathroom and seen some wild shit. There's so many different things that could have happened right there. Because girls
I know
over there. Like, you didn't fuck. If she ain't let you fuck, if a girl came over and y'all been talking for that long, and you come over and y'all did not fuck, that means
you
didn't show your meat on the video or a picture.
That's
to her. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't have, because if you did, you got to make sure you seal the deal. For you know, when y'all come over, y'all going to have sex. You're not just coming over. That means y'all show no sexual nothing. Y'all just, now that's just your friend coming over. That's what's going to happen. You're bugging. No. We talked all this time for me to try to say enough things to try to get in your draw. You know what I'm saying?
That's I know what happened. Man. I know exactly what happened. So
what happened?
This girl was in an argument. I just mean, just like, it's just like an Angela theory. This girl had to be in an argument with her man. So she's on the Facebook dating app to get revenge at him.
Okay.
So she's on the Facebook dating app. She matches with somebody while she's in an argument with this guy. They're talking, yada, yada, yada. She goes over, cuddles. The guy, the boyfriend's like, oh, he probably has an intuition like, oh, she out here probably with another nigga. Got her flowers the next day. Got her flowers the next day. And now they're back together. So she had to block this dude now because she's back with her man.
It sounds cool. I mean, like, I can hear that.
I think she went over for the pipe and got no pipe and was like,
but why block? That's extreme.
I mean, no, that's definitely a scenario. It sounds good, but it's just like for her not to even go over there and fuck him and get her revenge on her guy. This guy had to not know how to get to the next base. Like, he's only hitting one
that's
base.
Why she was probably like, let me just get back with my man. Fuck it.
Yeah, this guy ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you had your chance, bro.
He do his taxes and shit. You know, he a good dude. He got a good family. I'm going to just go ahead and fix this shit.
Good guys. I mean, you finish. Good guys finish last, but at least you finish. You see what I'm saying? You end up being able to marry the hoe. It's so funny. I mean, see, and I'm not just calling girls hoes. Any girl that had more than one penis a year is a hoe. But it's like, if you know she's the hoe of the year, I mean, inside your hood, everybody fucked her. You know what I'm saying? The good guy is going to finish last. But he's going to finish. So he's probably going to marry her and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He fucked too. Y'all fucked.
Right. The good guy is fucking too. That's what they forget.
He fucked too, though. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
what they forget. Gonna finish. The good guy is fucking
too. Last.
He's last, but he's going to fuck too. He made her squeal or do that little thing she might fake with all of us. You know what I'm saying? But who gives a fuck? The good guy is going to finish last. At least he's going to finish. He's probably going to marry her. And she's not a hoe no more because she had ran through everybody. Nobody else to fuck. So look at him. He's not going to get cheated on no more or nothing. He's just good for this guy.
It's, I mean, it's always good to get wife a hoe after she had her hoe phase. You're already ready to settle down. So you got nothing to worry about. She did it all
right. Or when you sit there starting that early for them 2 months because we all have them. You know what I'm saying? You what? She's thinking about the other guy who bust her ass in the fucking parking lot. Nasty ass.
Oh, you hoe.
Yeah. You think she gonna forget about that fucking bathroom stall incident? Give him a dude head and got caught in the car in the parking lot of fucking shit. He's never gonna forget them shits, but that's the guy you wanna be. Yeah. You wanna be the guy that did her, y'all did something that out-top everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta leave an impression.
Yeah, if not, she's gonna remember that bathroom stall incident or that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got bent over on the car and it's at the parking lot by the parade on the side or under the bleachers. Come on, family.
The parade is legendary.
All girls be like, you already know you'd be on the phone with a girl, like, well, tell me all the worst places you had sex with. Shit, some things you don't want to fucking hear.
Yeah, well, I don't know who asked that. That's OD. I like the I worst thing you want to ask a girl. Listen,
you don't ask girls that? I ask
everything.
I
want to know everything about this fucking car before I buy it. Like, what do you want to do? I'm not asking you nothing. I know I'm just going to fuck your mouth. Hopefully, I don't even know your fucking name. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to know your name. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day and shit. But, you know, right? It's like, yo, if I want to know, I want to know everything about you. Yo, did you fuck anybody I know? Did you... What's the wildest place you had sex? Did anybody catch you having sex? Is there a video out there about you having sex? You
know, that's important.
These type of shits is important. You don't want to be all in love and tell your mom about her and your brother be like, yo, this your girl? You know what I'm saying? He said her slob somebody like, nah, fam. What you going to do? You going to break up with her? No, you're in love now.
You in love. It's too late. That shit going to hurt different now.
Different. Know the car facts before you buy that shit. You go down the block and you break down. You got to know the whole facts. It's okay. They need to know ours.
Right. They gonna ask you, so you might as well get all that information. Yes.
So, Angel, you don't ask the girl nothing?
No. If a girl wanted me to know, I feel like she will come up in conversation. Like, she'll slip
it's
it in.
It's never going to happen.
You crazy, bro. You crazy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't ask.
You're a crazy man.
I don't want to.
These girls are way smarter than you think.
Yeah, probably.
They are so fucking smart. A lot of these guys out here, I hate the way guys do. It's like giving these girls no credit. I really think they're smarter than us at the end of the day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why the fuck we be acting like they just so, we just can't do that. They motherfuckers put themselves in a lot of situations and a lot of stupid ass shit. You see what I'm saying? It's like dealing with these stupid ass guys. And it's like, yeah, bro, You want me to ruin my whole life and leave my whole life and you did that shit and you knew better?
Yeah.
Like, I hate that type of shit. Like, you knew better to go over there with that. Oh, this guy hurts my feelings. He did this. He did that. Duh, you didn't think he was trying to fuck you?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
The worst is when...
You didn't know that he didn't want to be with you? Yeah. Oh, he had sex with me and he just left. You didn't know that? Y'all smarter than us. How did y'all know that?
Right. And then they'd be like, I don't know. It just happened.
That every drives me guy crazy. Had sex with a girl and ran off and never talked to her again.
That happens all the time. All the time.
D'Angelo gonna say no. He never did that. All the girls that he had sex with, he was in a relationship where he liked them.
He's dead ass.
I'm a feelings catcher, bro.
Me too, but I don't do it like that. Like I love, bro. But
so every girl you had sex with, you liked her.
I mean, I've only been with have three girlfriends my whole life.
He's lying. I don't believe you, Ange. I do not believe you, bro.
I think that's what I'm trying to tell you. I said this because of him. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
bro, you up there in Westchester. I know you going crazy up there. Bro.
I'm considered a black man in Westchester. I don't want nothing.
I know you going crazy up there.
I'll be chilling. I'm work focused. So
this, listen. I was taught wrong. I was always taught to, you know what I'm saying, try to get the girls and try to have sex with them and just run away. You know what I'm saying? Never talk to them again. You know what I'm saying? But that's
he's heartless.
But no, that's not heartless. That's what everybody thought it was okay to do. Like, oh, have sex with the girl and never talk to her again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I thought life was really about. And I found out that, yo, relationship and shit is real. Like, I never even thought that shit was real. It's like, oh, all these girls here cheating on their boyfriends. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I thought that was already a thing. It's like, it's all the girls that I knew was cheating on their boyfriend or cheating on their man. It was like, is this shit real or do I get somebody to cheat on me too?
Yeah, that's a different way to look at it. Yeah. Why I'm gonna have a girl if she's just gonna cheat? Yeah.
No matter what okay. You do.
It's nothing that you could do. And these guys was treating these girls so good and great and everything. And it was still those the ones on that motherfuckers. So what do? You treat her bad or you treat her good? Like, well, yeah, these girls are very, very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly the guy that they're dealing with right now and everything. But people be over here like, oh, she don't know. She knows everything. She know he's not good for her. And she still goes over there. So now he hurt your feelings. Now he hurt your feelings and shit. You feel like, oh, I can change him. And listen, I'm not going to only put in these girls. These guys out this motherfucker, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
These guys over here fucked them, knowing that girl's a motherfucker, get her. You know, she's going to get you for your bread. You get her, she getting the fuck out of here.
You think, you know, I feel like girls might be more loyal to their man if their men are assholes to them. I feel like a lot of girls that cheat, their men are really like perfect for them. But it's like, he's a fucking weenie.
He's cooking. Yeah,
he's allowing her to go out. And I see the best relationships. I said that too.
That's why women love wax.
All the best relationships is the girl's love. I mean, the girl, man, let her go out in clubs and do all this other type of shit. They got the best relationship because, oh, I love him. Because, yeah, he let you do the fuck you want him to. He let you go fuck other guys and shit at night. And
yeah.
And like, it's nothing. Yeah, you love this motherfucker. I love my shorty, too. She let me go do the fuck I want to do and then come home.
Let me come home at 8 a.m. or after the sun done came up.
Jeez. Yeah, exactly. She coming home. Oh, I was with my friends. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I fell asleep on her couch. Oh, my God, I didn't want to come home and get a DUI. He's like, oh, it's okay, baby. You okay? Yeah, I got to go to work. I'll be home. What the fuck will she love him for? She loves him. That relationship is great.
Yeah.
The kiss is crazy.
I think she finished giving somebody some head. You know what I'm saying? She loved this guy. Oh, he my man. I love him. I'm going to marry him forever. He let me do what the fuck I wanted to. But when you sit there and have turmoil, like, what the fuck you doing out there with these fucking hoes? All your fucking friends hoes, bitch. The fuck you doing? La, la, la.
It is not going to work.
Because he don't want his girl all out there in the fucking streets like that.
And she's not going to understand what you're saying at the time.
Now you're trying to control her. Do not control her.
You know it. You know it.
It's a difference between a girl trying to get a husband and a girl that want to be a wife.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yes. See, wax be cooking. People be like, oh, what is he talking about? Husband and want to be a wife. But if you really think, he's wax is cooking. He's right.
It's a total difference. Girls that want to be a wife It's totally different than girls that just want to have a husband, just to say, I'm married. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, the girls that just want to
have
be
a
married. They want the whole shit. It's a totally different than the actual wife. A wife, she acts like a wife regardless of what. You know what I'm saying? You can look at her. She could be single. You'll know she a wife. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, them girls. You marry
that's the
a wife.
Way she carry herself.
Yeah, she don't marry a woman. You don't marry them type of shit. You marry a wife. You marry your wife at the end of the day.
Yes.
Don't marry somebody else's wife. Don't marry a girl that want to get married. Don't marry a girl that, you know what I'm saying? You got to marry a wife. That's a wife material. There's certain things that come with wife materials. She don't want to do all the other type of shit. She want to be home and do that type of stuff because that type of stuff is very, very important.
Yes. And it's you could tell because it's the little things. You be at work, she'll ask you, "Hey, did you eat?" That's the first clue of a wife. A wife care about if you ate, and if you didn't, the food is on its way. You ain't got to worry about sending her money to get you
cash
something.
App or nothing.
She got it. Nah, she got it.
She gonna take care of her man. She gonna play her
because she already know what you like. So yeah, something.
He should be home. He should be hungry around this time. He should be doing this. Like a wife is very on all them type of things. She want to show you she can take care of a house. She want to show you she can take care of the kids. She want to show you that she's very attentive to you and not so many other things. Like you're her number one. Her job is you. And then everything else is a side. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You don't have that. Her career is her husband.
No, I see that's OD. Wow.
That's OD? That's
the wife, though. We're not talking about girls who could do whatever. It could
her career is your husband. In 2024, in the 1954, maybe, but in 2024, her career is you is fucked up, I feel like.
No, not.
Because you picked the wrong guy.
Right.
You got to understand where this guy is trying to go. Where's this guy trying to go and bring Yah? Is he your leader? Where is he trying to bring Yah? If he's trying to bring Yah to the mountaintop, that's where you want to follow him and be. Make sure he's going to get y'all there. But if you don't believe in this man, don't be with him. You see what I'm saying?
Women want to be led.
They need it's designed for that. They have periods, they have babies. They're going to sit down for months at a time, years sometime at a time. Things happen to women. You know what I'm saying? They're going to need that man right there to hold them down when they don't feel like it. They don't feel like getting out the bed when they hurt and they're in pain. You're going to put them out there to do jobs and shit like that? Ain't fair.
Exactly. No, that's
why. Designed to do that shit. That's why we don't have periods every month. We can continue to keep on going on.
Oh, that's why? All right, cool. I'm on the rock. I like that.
I'm trying to. I see a lot of women out here that they're doing man rules and a bunch of bullshit. And it's like, you really don't have to do that if you get to pick the right guy. You don't have to work the work if you pick the right vehicle. You know what I'm saying?
Those are always the women that say shit like, all guys are the same. It's because you're acting like one. Like, relax and allow a man in. But,
and,
like, when you think about it, the women who, like, I make $150 a year, I'm this, I'm that, men, we just be looking at you like, all right. Because at the end of the day, I could sit you down for 9 months at minimum. I could sit you down for 9 months. So it really doesn't matter to me how much
minimum.
Money you make. Right. If you
he
really
said,
want
it, I'm getting rid of this motherfucking blue. Fuck you.
Right. Jeez. So it's like
it's happening. We talking reality.
That's cool.
Here.
You make a lot of money. That's cool, but that can't be your whole character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not for you. I don't want you out there working and stressing and doing all the stuff. You're out here working and stressing. I know how it is to be in these streets and shit. You got to deal with this whole shit, and then you got to have a period, and you have a baby, and so who's taking care of the house? You know what I'm saying? You expect the man to take care of the house. He's not working. You don't want a man who don't work, right?
Right.
You don't want a man who are out here, you know, making moves and going, trying to make things bigger and grow your whole situation. That's why you're there to make sure he could do that.
Work, because Angelo got to do them open mics. So that is happening. You understand?
I'm coming back.
When? Right. I'm coming.
I'm gonna do my debut at the resort. Fuck it,
let's do it.
Content,
do it, bro.
I've been trying to.
I'm
tell
down,
Willie, man. Get out here. How many times I called you, asked you come out here,
bro? I always tell you when. Tell me when.
Let me get it all situated, man.
I'm down, bro.
Taryn, he going to set all that type of stuff up, man.
I'm down. That should look dope.
Before we move on, we just got to give this guy some advice. What should he have done different? Why do you think he got ghosted? She just tried to have fucked her. He got ghosted regardless anyway.
He don't know how to go to the next base. You got to figure out what happened. Go in your bathroom, clean your bathroom, brush your teeth, put some deodorant on. It's something to where, because she's there to fuck over her man, like Angelo said, if we go with that story.
So she came there for a reason.
She came for a reason. Those girls just come with a reason. They are so smart. Stop downplaying these women's brain. She knows
women don't just do stuff for no reason.
Come on, no way. She would never. Every woman got an ulterior motive. They got a motive somewhere. The motive might be good. Motive might be bad. But you got to sit and understand where this motive coming from. And you got to understand. She's very, very smart. She didn't come over there not to get fucked. If you did not fuck her, of course she blocked you. She seen something like, oh, hell no. This motherfucker right here got lifestyle fucking condoms. You know what I'm saying? She see the tuxedo condoms. She ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Come on. It'd be little things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
He got too many dishes in his sink.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom. Like, I ran out of a girl house before back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Because her bathroom was fucking filthy.
Filthy. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing it. You nasty. You nasty as a motherfucker. Dude, I got out of there. I didn't want to eat off the plates of food or nothing. I told her to order some fucking Chinese, and I'm scared of Chinese food. You know what I'm talking about? I'm from Jersey. I'm just not going to lie to you. It's good. You know what I'm saying? But I was scared of it. For me to ask you to order some fucking Chinese food. Ask anybody. You ask any of my people, like, you got wax and Chinese food? That motherfucker must, because your mouth must be dirty as a motherfucker. She was like, I'm like, yo, what's around here to eat? No pizza, though. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. She's like, no, the Chinese store downstairs. I'm like, all right, just give me a bunch of rice.
He said, I'm scared of Chinese.
Why? Why only rice?
Because anything else, you really don't even know exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, where I'm from, everywhere else is like, it's always good. I mean, because when I was doing the chicken and stuff like that, the Asians and stuff was coming to get my chicken and stuff. Like, I know they was getting real chicken. I said, that's love. I tell everybody to go to that store right there. You know what I'm saying? But you just hear different things. Everybody got their own thing. Some places eat bugs, and we might say it's nasty. You know what I'm talking about? It's real shit. Everybody got their delicacies. If you go to different countries, stuff like that, they got delicacies. You can't get mad at them.
Man.
Yeah, but they don't be selling that shit where you're going to get the Chinese food downstairs, bro.
Bro, listen, bro. I don't know all rice. You know what I'm saying? Right. I ate off the plastic.
Can't go wrong with rice.
I ate off the plastic forks. I ate off the fucking plastic that red and white shit. Open that tray up. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, like certain things going to make you leave. And I wanted to leave that shit. And I ate the food. And I saw my stomach hurt for the Chinese food. And I got the fuck out of there. So that's probably what she fucking did. Like certain things going to turn you off. Your whole thing is you want to go in there and you should have had some Marvin Gaye playing. You know what I'm saying? You should have had some wine already going. You know, make the mood for sexy time. It sound like, yo, bro, you just put on a corny ass movie that she probably already saw before, or made her remind her of her man. Nothing in there that's gonna remind her of her boyfriend.
Hilarious.
Nothing.
You know what? You know what I think it is? He put the movie on and was really trying to watch the movie. All real ones know the movie is just background noise.
Yeah, that's it. You might have to turn it up just in case somebody hears.
Right,
that's it.
Just to be respectful to the neighbors.
Or I might need some light real quick so I can see now talk about what I got going on early.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was really trying to watch the movie and she's like, I didn't come over here to watch Boys in the Hood. Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, to watch Boys.
I'm packing my shit up. I'm out of here. Fuck that.
Boys in the Hood, bro. Yeah.
I'm out. That's it.
What make girls horny? Wait to excel, get them horny.
Wait to excel, get them right. Love and basketball, get them right.
Set it off, get them right.
Yep. You write this down. Set it off is crazy.
Set it off, get it right. Where old girl had the bra in the locker room with Queen Latifah. Not in the locker room, in the shed with the car. When they got the money, she throw the money on her and shit. Like, certain things get girls for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck going on.
Nah, let's keep it moving. We're going to get into Word on the Street.
We got
some topics to talk about, man. Pub Daddy, bro, Diddy. He's got some allegations coming up. I got the article right here.
He's saying, take that.
Someone was taking something. Listen, Diddy's attorney says two women identified as minors in recent lawsuit are fully grown.
Okay.
Diddy's attorney is working overtime and is speaking out about a new lawsuit that claims Diddy and Justin Combs were partying with a couple of individuals who are identified as minors. You know, Holly says, the lawyer says that the two women have come forward to clear the air after they saw their images and said that they're of age, 32 and 33 years old. And yes. It's just that, yeah, I mean, Diddy's under some hot water over these allegations. But that's not even like the trending thing that everybody's talking about with Diddy.
It's way crazier.
On the court case, it says that he was messing around with a sexual relationship with a Philadelphia rapper who used to date Nicki Minaj. They didn't say the rapper's name, but he was Philadelphia rapper that used to date rapper Nicki Minaj. And they it comes to this. I got him this.
Who, Drake? He's not from fucking...
No.
Wax, though, no.
It's this gentleman.
Who?
Oh,
Philly. I better not be Beanie.
Hey, what's up?
It's your boy. Yo! Not the Mills.
Man, we deserve it, Daddy.
He said, Beanie.
I'm proud of you. I love you. Yeah.
So, yeah. They're saying Meek Mill and Puff are having sexual relations.
Doing what?
And, you know, he said, so what?
I said, doing what?
That's no.
That's what do you actually be doing? Like, how you feel comfortable? You know what? Shut up.
Hold on. Right. Because there's so much evidence. So the internet is pulling up evidence of like, could this be possible? And they had that pool clip with Meek Mill and Puff Daddy saying they love each other and Puff calling him Daddy. Then they pulled this picture up right here.
Did somebody ever
call this shit me? Is crazy, son.
This is the craziest one if it's what I think it is.
Yeah, this shit right here is like, explain this.
That's the craziest one.
The matching outfits. Hold on.
With the midget?
Yeah, they've got the, look, it just looks like.
Is a midget somebody?
That's what we try to figure out.
Oh, Diddy and me, you know, matching. Well, how do you match? I mean, listen, who knows anything? They probably had, you know, it might be like a wedding and everybody had to have them shirts on and shit like that. Cause I was matching with my family members, all the guys. If it wasn't that,
the rest of the niggas got on white tees.
Shit. They got bandanas and shit. This nigga over here got...
Nah. Yeah, me going out bad. So, yeah, so it's being skeptical that, that's crazy. It also said that Usher and Puff had to have sexual relations, too. Well, it said Puff said Diddy and the rapper, the artist that performed at the Super Bowl this year had sexual relations, which is Usher. So
listen, man, you never know what people goes in. A lot of people do drugs. A lot of people do it. It's a certain life that people, you know.
Wellie, I asked Wax this, you know, in previous episodes. He's been to these events. Like, he's been in the building in the past.
Wax been in some spots.
Like, have you seen any, like, red flags?
Me and Wax was at a spot.
It's I mean, again, you see the things, you turn your head, as long as you ain't got nothing to do with women and children, you act like you don't know nothing, you ain't seen nothing.
That's it.
You ain't seen nothing, nobody. You ain't talk about it again because I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? That's what they want to do. Have fun. I'm out the way. Everybody already know me. Where Wax at? Wax in the back blowing down. You know what I'm saying? He's smoking it. He making sure the place stay quiet. You ask anything about Wax, Wax, what's good? What's going on? I'm just here to keep the place quiet. I don't know nothing.
That's it, bro.
Disturbance of anything being around. That's when you want to have Wax show up, and that's what you don't want at the end of the day. But everything usually be cool. But you see certain things, you be like, turn your head. As long as you got nothing to do with women and children, we peace. You know what I'm talking about?
Because at the end of the day, everybody's an adult. So
you know there. You know what I'm saying? You might hear a screamer or like blah, 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 whatever the fuck. I don't know shit. And I don't want to know shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to know nothing.
You don't want to know. You don't care. You can see
That's how you get named an indictment, trying to know everything. Yeah,
exactly. Right. I don't know. I'll never know nothing. Man, I went to a spot in L.A., bro, and they was basically playing grab ass. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of guys playing grab ass. And I'm just like, yeah, there's no motherfucking way. And nigga grab my ass and run and do some stupid ass shit, bro. I know I'm knocking them the fuck out.
The second that happened, the ambulance is being called. So
you better call them. So you see, It's just somebody trying to grab Brock's ass. Little bro, I am not playing with that shit.
I'm not playing.
I don't even want my shorty grabbing my ass.
I was just about to say that. I don't even want women grabbing my ass. No, my ass is not for play. I'm good.
If I walk past my shorty, grab my ass and try to do something, like, yo, bro, it just, I don't know what it is. It's just like, I'm not cool with that. It's just not cool. But I seen a lot of shit, and I'm always saying, I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just, as long as it ain't got nothing to do with one man children, I see, feel like they're getting hurt or taking advantage of, like, crazy, like they trying to get away. I look at that, that's being my sister, my niece, or, you know what I'm saying, a youngin' in my family. Other than that, bro, you should have did more push-ups, or you should, whatever you being offered or whatever it is, like, you're not being held against your will. It's like, you can't get out of here. Like, there's people out here, you could just run and scream, or you got a phone to call 911 as a man. I'm like, if you're there, you want to be there. So I never seen nobody get held to their will or put a gun to their head and no type of shit like that. If people think in those images, I don't think that's what it is at all. I think these guys wanted a certain lifestyle and...
So it's like offering that fame shit, like that on some Harvey Weinstein shit. Like, yo, if you do this,
there's a lot of that type of shit out there, man. Listen, it was interns up in there trying to sit there and just to bring people upstairs getting pussy from girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know what I mean? It's just certain things that is on every level. It's on every level.
And that brings me back to my conversation about getting stage time. When you... No.
Somebody told you to hit them all?
I'll give you 20 minutes. How much you need? What a headline shit. Nah.
So you'll get somebody hit for 20 minutes?
I'm just saying it might have happened in the past. Not for me, though, but I'm saying somebody has probably done it.
Well, I'm sure it is in every field. Like, I was in Publix, and I watched a guy talking to another employee, like, yeah, he didn't know who I was. And I'm surprised, and I could cut his hours and all this type of shit. I said, bro, this shit happens everywhere in every field. So people, it's not just that's all it is. If you feel like somebody feel like you're over them or they looking up to you any type of way, you can take advantage of this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just the industry. I've seen other things in other industries and other places that ain't got nothing to do with shit. You know what I mean? I've seen shit happen in the streets.
Mm.
These dudes, hey, if they was getting plugged, I don't know if they wanted to get plugged or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, did he really upset because it came out, or did he, you know, put a gun to their head?
I don't even think Diddy's mad. I think it's, you know, Puff has these allegations are nothing new for him. So he's just all about love at the end of the day. I think Meek Mill
he's all
is the one
love.
That's tight, because he's supposed to be like a Philly, you know, Philly, South Philly gangster or whatever. And he's with Puff matching out.
I definitely see how he'd be upset about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But yo, if that's what you into, that's who you are at the end of the day. Like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, what is this actually going to do? Is somebody going to go to jail because they was having sex?
No, I just feel like it's you know, it's live your truth, my brother. You don't gotta hide and pretend like he's selling nothing. Right, that's not me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this whole thing is being big. If they were smashing, all right, cool. Tomorrow is tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about? It's like,
right.
Yeah, we don't make no money off of it. Word.
Yeah, long as it's not in some, like, you know, he's doing things with kids and he, like, you know, is out here putting guns in people's head and, like, really, like, raping people and shit like that. Other than that, them fucking them dudes that you see him with and taking pictures with on next day, how you gonna get in trouble off that? If it's something else, I don't know. If it's something else, I don't know. But right there, if he's smashing these guys, these rappers, and these other type of people, if he gave them an ultimatum. Now, if you said, listen, you telling me, listen, I know I'm supposed to pay you $200. If I pay you $1,000, you know what I'm saying? What's good? And she say, oh my gosh, no, I feel sexually harassed, I'm running. But if she said, hell yeah, I need to pay my rent, and do it. Boom. Would this guy get in trouble?
Boom, it's lit.
Mm-hmm. But damn, it's fucked up. It's a moral thing. But what if, like, I don't know, because Meek was in prison. Like, what if Puff, like, hey, I'll help you get out of prison and get you off this case.
That's what I'm saying. If he accepted that, is Puff in trouble, or this is just news to try to embarrass the man?
That's the thing. I think a lot of it is they trying to embarrass him, because it's not against the law to be gay at all.
It's not against the law to be having sex with these rappers and stuff like that. Like, what is the real allegation? Like, what is the real reason why everybody going to put this out there to try to embarrass them, or, you know, anybody get in trouble?
It's just surprising as fuck. It's just a shock. And it's probably not even true. It's just like, it's something to run with, honestly. I get it. All right, let's move the fuck on.
Yeah, nobody care about these guys being nasty with each other, man. Come on.
Imagine, you know, I like to give back to the community and shit, man.
And I can't wait to get in a better position financially so I could do more. Imagine hosting a football camp and you get beat up at it. And that's what happened with Cam Newton. I don't know if you've seen the video. I'm going to load it up right here. But Cam Newton,
none of them dudes that swung on him could fight.
See, there's another angle. Oh, shit.
You got Rwanda. No. That was the video. Yeah, you just got Rwanda.
That wasn't a video because why didn't show him on court side?
No, that was
did he get beat up or he was fought? Like,
He was fought. They were swinging, but they wasn't connecting, but Cam was grabbing
I seen one dude come through on the side and hit him.
But yesterday,
you know what I'm saying?
You're probably wondering.
Yeah, he looked crazy, but damn.
But where's his guys at, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's Cam guys?
There they are right there. They're coming in mad late. Look out.
Nah. You can't. You know what I mean? We've heard his hands. There's a lot going on right there. I mean, he's a man. At the end of the day, he might want to rock, but you know what I mean?
I know how this all could have been avoided.
Uh-huh.
Cam need to call Wax. Wax don't even have that type of energy in the building at all. Once you see he got on the Timbs with the batting gloves, with the sunglasses, and it's cold outside, like, because Wax whole shit, it don't really go together. Like, Wax, because this is Wax uniform. He wear this in Miami. Early. You see what I'm saying? Everybody got on flip-flops and shorts. Wax is not like that. He got on jeans or cargo, most likely cargos.
Early.
With the Timbs, most he'll do is a t-shirt. But he's going to let you see the batting gloves hanging out of his pocket.
It's a language.
If you don't really know what that's for, you know that you don't want to know what that's for. So you just calm down. You bring a whole different type of energy.
I think 10 guys in my life ask me over thousands and thousands of times I wear my gloves. Yo, what's up with those gloves? And I give them a look. And every single one of them, who knows anything? Yeah. It's a language. It's supposed to speak for itself, though. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I've seen Wax quiet a lot of situations down, and he didn't have to say anything. So it's like, yeah. That could have changed the whole thing. Just have Wax with you. Know what I mean? Like, that says a lot.
It's so funny because, you know, when I'm out in public with Wax, he's always like, talking about, he's like the definition of have your head on a swivel. He's just peeping everything. Like, yo, Wax, just chill, bro. He's looking at
nope.
Like, yo, nope. He's like, look at this guy right here. Like, yo, chill.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. People like to be out in public and stuff like that. I am not the guy that you want out in public like that because I don't know. I don't know how many knockouts I got. You know what I'm saying? And everything was justified because I have to answer to the man upstairs. You know what I'm saying? So everything was justified. I've never been a bully. I beat bullies up. But it's like, you know, I don't know if I might see somebody's cousin that I knocked out before or something like that. And I'm out on the street and they'd be like, yo, what's up, you Wax? Angela, I don't know. Remember when we came out, we was in New York and we came out, we was at the studio we used to be in. And the dude was like, oh, what's up, Wax? And I was about to knock him the fuck out.
So listen to this. This is when we used to record at Inge Room down by Wall Street.
Downtown. And, all right.
And, we were walking, the dude just comes up, yo, bro, I listen to you on the podcast all the time, bro.
No, he said, yo, Wax. But then he starts saying, yo, I listen to your show, I love your show. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you better say that shit fucking first, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. He's like, yo, bro, chill.
He's
like,
not the picture.
Up Wax on me like that.
Wax was about to punch a fan in the face, pretty much, in the middle of New York City.
You gotta be, how many people I knocked out in New York? Come on. Ain't even know, yo, he like, yo, Wax. I'm like, yo, well, what the fuck you talking about, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Like, but see,
yo, slow down. That's you don't know me because if you know me, you'll be like, yo, Wax, peace. You know what I mean? First.
That's a good thing, though.
And all that, but easy on me. I'm sensitive.
That's a good thing, though, because Wax just simply doesn't trust anything or anyone. So that's essentially what it is. Like, I don't trust nothing. Like, head is on the swivel. He's nonstop. But I think that's a good thing. That quiets a lot of shit down, bro.
Yes.
I had. All right, let's get into Black Excellence. Today, I think it was today or yesterday. But we want to wish a happy birthday to Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Only for the rule, baby. And I want to ask
Ja Rule.
He turned 48. I want to ask y'all, what's your favorite Ja Rule song?
With Lil Mo.
Oh, okay.
What would I be without you? That one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nah, that was it. Put it on me. Pause. I didn't want to say.
Where you at, Finn? What you mean? I never heard that song before.
What you talking about? Everybody heard that song.
Yeah, I was like, what? That's a real song.
Yeah.
Put it
on me. Nobody ever heard that song.
Bro, that's like his second biggest hit.
How does it go?
Go ahead. Let me hear you.
I gotta look it up.
How is it your favorite song and you don't even know it?
Because I'm scared to say it now. We recorded this. Anything I say can and will be used against me in court or on the internet.
Let me see if I can find it on my Spotify real quick. Put it on me.
Baby girl, put it on me.
There it is.
What would I be without you?
What would I be without you? Hold on.
Yes, the same song.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's called Put It On Me? Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a song.
I never heard that song before.
Oh, and the same song we talking about, though. How you
say that? I thought it was What Would I Be Without You?
I try to tell you, it's a real song.
It's the same song I just said, though.
Yeah, I didn't know it was called Put It On
Me. Me neither.
I didn't either. Can I be honest? I thought it was two different songs. But I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. I don't really have a favorite Ja Rule song. I kind of like, actually, like, Living It Up. That was a good one. What I do to all my ladies that be living it up? You say what? That's a vibe.
That killed the cookouts that summer. Yeah. That was a dope one. Yeah.
But my favorite Ja Rule moments is when he was in that first Fast and the Furious. When he was like, let's go, Menage. You never seen the first Fast and the Furious?
No.
So.
Oh, yeah.
And
I thought that was Tyrese.
Now, that's the second one. That's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh.
And the first, and that's actually a fun fact. Ja Rule got offered to be in the Fast and the Furious, second Fast and the Furious, but he said he was going to make more money rapping, so he said no to it. And they replaced him with Ludacris.
Mm.
But yeah, and he regrets it. He regrets it every day. He said, "He became a billion-dollar franchise." Hell yeah! But yeah, Ja Rule has a legendary scene in the first Fast and the Furious. Man, that's neither here nor there. We want to wish Ja Rule a happy birthday. We're gonna get into the final segment, which is Wax's ABC.
Yo.
Wax's ABC. This is where we are. You give Wax a word, and he has to give us a definition of the word and use it in a sentence and perhaps sing it in a jingle. And this week, the word is... Let me just load it up on the share real quick.
We got...
The word is... Don't say it now, Welly, but it's N-A-T-A-T-O-R-Y.
Natatory. Natatory. Oh, this is how the Hindus, they say their kid's name. They put all their kids inside one name. You know what I'm saying? So every time they have a kid, they add their name all in one line. You know what I'm saying? Because the first kid is Nay, and the first daughter was Nay, and they had another daughter named Tay. And he had a boy named Tori. You know what I'm saying? So all three of the kids. if they have another kid, it's going to be right next to it. It's going to be Nate, Tay, Tori, and Keith. You know what I'm saying? All in one thing. Yes. So right now, Nate, Tay, Tori is like my Hindu friends that I just now met. I'm selling gasoline right now. So I went to my guy's house. You know what I'm saying? We talking about some deals and shit. And he was like, hey, Nate, Tay, Tori. And all three of them came. And I'm thinking it was just one name. And they all three of his kids and shit like that. That's just how they do it out there. They cut everything to the chase. You ever think about the Hindus and the gasoline and the gas station, stuff like that? It's cut to the chase. They ain't got time for all the other type of shit. They got gas, chips, and honey buns and all that type of shit and gum. You know what I'm saying? Cigarettes behind the counter. But you see how they do everything right there in one spot. All the rest of the shit, the other life is different. You'll never think they sell gas
and have a gas station, how they live on the outside. So Nat Tatori is the three names of the kids and Hindu.
All right, bro. Well, you're 100% wrong. The word is... Okay, I'm going to take that back. You got the word right, Nat Tatori. That's the word.
See?
Okay. But it doesn't mean... I don't want to repeat what you said, but it does mean anything regarding that to do with swimming or a pool. Mandatory.
Like, well, like, if you think about it,
if you think about it,
Nat Tatori, they must be, you know, when you're in the pool, everybody usually together. There's not too many places you actually be in together unless you're in a bed. You know what I'm saying? So everybody in the pool together, I can see where they got it from. It's like a pool. When you say a pool of something, what is that? Together. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they was thinking about. Well, they must have had pool bursts.
Yo, see, that's the crazy shit. The wax be making sense, but it don't make sense. Like, it don't make sense, but it kind of, I get it.
You get it. Nat Tatori, all three of the kids.
Like, he wrong, but he's kind of right, though. Like, I hate that shit.
Hilarious. Well, anyway, well, Welly, do you have any shows coming up you want to tell our listeners?
Boom, April 7th, I'm back at City Winery in New York City. All right. Get your tickets, wellyjackson.com. People be asking me, yo, it's a winery? Like, no, it's a concert venue. Mm-hmm. They just happen to make their own wine. Kind of like how the Cheesecake Factory, they're not back there making cheesecake.
No.
That's a great analogy.
No. That's just a regular restaurant, and they want you to order the cheesecake. So it's the same thing. So boom, April 7th, City Winery. I'm there, New York City. May 5th, May 6th, I'm out in Long Island. I'm in Belmore, Long Island. WellyJackson.com for the tickets. And hit me on Instagram, WellyJackson. I'm on there talking heavy shit.
He had me dying, man. Just with random, just fucking commentaries, random thoughts. Be having me rolling, bro.
Yo, I had two for clips sure. go like fake viral in the past 2 weeks. Now I know what I'm doing. It's lit. I'm talking about it. Now I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, let's get it.
Welly always been in these motherfucking streets. I am happy that I felt like his name is Welly instead of Willie. You know what I'm saying? So that's first. I've always got some things going on me. I come hit us up at a place to go _SC. Man, I'm going to have to, Taryn, I'm going to put your Instagram in here. I want y'all to be hollering at my guy, Taryn. He going to book anything through him. And I'm going
to be all right.
Of course, Wax King, WAXKYNG. You can see all the latest clips that we have on the show to, you know, boost the show up and make that happen. We get all the clips is right there on Wax King. Go there and be sure you see all the latest clips to the latest shows. Right, Angelo?
Yeah, we're up to date. And
yeah,
appreciate y'all, man. So make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. We here.
Yeah, man. We'll catch y'all next week. Welly Jackson, guys. Yo, thank you.
You.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. This shit was fun.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.